Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WrestleChat Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of WrestleChat Radio's weekly wrap-up. This will be our special, of course, SummerSlam preview edition of the weekly wrap-up. Marcus Kane coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And for the next hour, we will be giving you our predictions and all the latest news on SummerSlam, tomorrow's big SummerSlam, at 347-215-8486. 347-215-8486, if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Of course, as always, you can hit us up in the chat room. We'll take your questions, your comments, and your opinions there as well. Before we get started, I wanted to address one issue, and that issue is apparently we have some issues in the locker room with the women who are very angry that two of the women's matches were canceled. Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus, and now, of course, Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez will not be at SummerSlam. And, you know, some of them have taken to Twitter and social media to say it's not fair. Let me explain something. There's seven matches. Two of these matches are women's matches. If you wanted to add two more women's matches, that means four out of seven would have been women's matches. You would have had to say there's no place for Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. I mean, that's ludicrous. Or you would have had to shorten all the matches, which everyone is complaining about, saying the matches are too short. You should have less matches and give them more time. Look, folks, they're going with what draws. I know that they have two women's matches on here, and you may think that maybe Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez is a better match. I personally do not think that, because I don't think there's any chance at all of Rhea Ripley losing. And the two matches that we do have that are women's matches, it's going to be hard to call. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler and the triple threat with Asuka, Bianca Belair, and Charlotte Flair, those are going to be hard to call. Those are big matches. Now, you could argue Ricochet and Logan Paul could have been put aside, but for what, one match? Then who gets left out? And that person who gets left out is going to say, well, why was I left out? There's always going to be something. I mean, you got Sheamus saying, I'm in a battle royal. I was totally wasted after my momentum after the Gunther match. He has a legitimate point. It's not going to do Rhea Ripley any harm. It's not doing Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus any harm. Anyway, let's just jump right into this. There's going to be a SummerSlam battle royal. We're not even going to predict that because I don't even know who's in it. All the leftovers, I guess, is what it amounts to. So let's just start out with the MMA rules match, Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. You would think this would be pretty easy to call. You would think it would be a no-brainer that it would be Ronda Rousey, but, you know, Ronda Rousey has stated she wants to go back to UFC. She's going to have to start training to do that. I don't see any reason for her to win the match, if that's the case. Shayna Baszler was a very close friend of hers, I guess, and if she's going to drop a match to anybody, I would imagine it would be to Shayna Baszler to try to further her career. I don't see Ronda winning this for that reason. I don't see why Ronda winning it would be an option even. She wins it to do what? Bury Shayna Baszler and then leave? That doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. So as much as it sounds strange, I think Shayna Baszler is going to win this. I think they're going to run with Shayna Baszler being a badass from this point forward. And the first start of that is dropping to Shayna. So I'm going to go with Ronda Rousey, Mike. I mean, I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler. I think Ronda Rousey is going to drop to her and then probably take off to do some training for some future UFC fights.
I agree with you. And that's the thing. I've said it before. This is one of those things. This is one of those things where it's the right thing. It's the right move to do. And two, you could very well, I mean, the way they've kind of muddled it up by not telling you exactly who the heel or the face is in this thing, which is maybe a good idea, maybe not. But if Ronda loses and she goes away, Ronda was basically a heel. These two were basically heels when they were together. But if Ronda, this could be, I've said it before, this could be the start of that whole thing where when Shayna's music plays, it doesn't matter whether she wins or loses. You're gonna get your ass whooped, you know. And we need more people like that in either division, you know.
Yeah, I can't see Ronda winning. I mean, you would think that would be it. You would, 6 months ago, I would have said, well, this isn't even a contest. Ronda's going to win, and that's all there is to it. But given everything we know, I just don't see the logic in having Ronda win. So I think this one is going to go to Shayna Baszler. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, my pick is Shayna Baszler. I mean, they've been teasing they're going to push her for a long time, and we've been pushing for it, and you know, every now and again they start to, and then she gets wrapped up somehow and ends up with a stupid look on her face. I hope this is – I'm going with Shayna because I think that, you know, at this point you have no choice but to push her if Ronda Rousey is indeed going back to UFC and going down that road.
That's what I would assume. Todd, what's your thoughts on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler? UFC rules, by the way, or MMA rules, I should say.
I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler as well. Like you said, this is like a good send-off for Ronda Rousey when she loses tomorrow night. And this is like testing the waters for Shayna to be a face. They're testing the waters on her, see how this goes with her as a face in this match going forward.
Yeah, this could be very interesting. It could be very interesting. Now, I do want to address Derek in the chat room saying, why not just leave out Logan Paul and Ricochet? Well, arguably, we have to say, is Logan Paul and Ricochet less important than any of those other two matches? Well, there's a woman's title involved, but it's a very predictable title defense. Raquel Rodriguez is not winning that title. As far as Becky and Trish are concerned, you know, that's for what? You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's a draw either. I think you have two primary main women's matches, and I think that's enough. If you were going to add another match, it certainly could have been Rhea Ripley and then Raquel Rodriguez, and it wouldn't have harmed anything to have one of the matches on a pre-show. They decided not to do it. They decided to run with the longer matches and less of them. And this is just something that they're going to have to deal with. I mean, I hate to say it because it sounds crazy, but Logan Paul is probably a bigger draw than Becky Lynch at this point. Just because he has such a following. I don't know why he has that following, but he does. And you also have to understand this is a big, big deal for Ricochet. When's the last time Ricochet's had a match on a pay-per-view? You know, a decent main match on a pay-per-view with a build-up and everything. Not just, oh, well, he's thrown in there too. When's the last time they gave him Ricochet a storyline and said, you're on a pay-per-view match? I mean, he hasn't earned that, you don't think? Becky Lynch has been on pay-per-views all the time. Rhea Ripley's been on pay-per-views all the time. Ricochet's had nothing. So it's kind of one of those things where you're like, well, the women's division, it should be, you know, you should be paying more attention to the women's division. How about you pay attention to some of the guys who have been busting their ass, like Ricochet? Well, they did this time. They gave him a storyline, and they gave him a main match, and now people are bitching that he shouldn't have that match. So, again, no matter what you do, you're going to make some people unhappy. All right, let's do Ricochet and Logan Paul. This one is weird, and I'll tell you why it's weird. The buildup that they are doing, you would have to think Ricochet's winning this match. But I can't imagine that's true. They're doing the classic, bad guy's going to get the rub at the pay-per-view, but the good guy gets the better of the bad guy in the buildup. They're doing that classic thing. But I don't see it happening. Because where you go with Ricochet from here? What's he going to contend for? Gunther's belt? He's already tried it. It's not going to work. Not going to contend for anything. Logan Paul's the draw here. Logan Paul's the name, unfortunately, like it or not. And I think Logan Paul's going to get the nod. I don't know if he's going to get it clean, But I do think he's going to get it, Mike, because I don't see Ricochet winning this. Where do you go from there then with Logan Paul or Ricochet?
I don't foresee it either. So it's going to be Logan Paul. And you know what? He might get it coming. I mean, you know, Ricochet likes to fall, and we've seen that. Now, granted, we've seen that whole thing with Ricochet coming off the ropes and him landing that knockout punch on him before,
right.
But that could be the finish. Ricochet goes off to try some high-flying move, and Logan Paul just reaches up and pops him one and knocks him out, and there's your 1-2-3. Now, that'd be a clean finish, but, you know, again, you got to game plan this thing out, right? If Ricochet wins, where does he go? I mean, he's not going after Gunther, and he's not going to go after Austin Theory. So where does he go?
Yeah, see, this is the thing. And Logan Paul hasn't won anything. You know, he came in to fight Roman Reigns. He lost. Fight Seth Rollins. He lost. It might be time for him to get a win if he's going to have any credibility other than, well, I give everybody a good fight, but I never win. So I think this may be the time he gets his win, I would imagine. Ricochet really doesn't need it because, like you said, I don't know where he's going from here. And as Derek is saying in the chat room, if he's worthy enough to take Roman Reigns to the limit and Seth Rollins to the limit, it'd be pretty hard to imagine Ricochet gets the pin. So no matter how much it looks like that, to their credit, they've bluffed it pretty well, Tom. It looks as though, to me, Logan Paul will get the win.
Yeah, they certainly are going with the classic heel versus babyface, but they threw Ricochet's fiance into the mix. And I, you know, whether you give it to – Logan Paul's a part-timer at best. He took Roman Reigns to the limit. He took Seth Rollins to the limit. He's a good worker, but he's a part-timer. So if you give him the win – where do you go from there with Logan Paul? What's his next feud? At the same time, where do you go with Ricochet? He beats, you know, what does he get out of it? He gets bragging rights that he beat Logan Paul, a YouTuber. And where do you go from there? What's next for Ricochet? So I'm at a loss, to be honest. But if I had to pick one, I can't see Ricochet winning, so I have to pick Logan Paul. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and you got to understand that if you're going to tell Roman Reigns in Saudi Arabia to go up that aisle, look in Paul Heyman's eyes and say, I never want to see that guy again. I'm never fighting that guy again. If you're going to sell him that hard, you can't have Ricochet beat him. Because then how does that make Roman Reigns look? So, yeah, I think it has to be Logan Paul. You know, Ricochet, I think, is just going to have to be satisfied with the fact that he's got a pay-per-view match and a decent payday out of it, probably, Todd. So I'm going to go with Logan Paul. What's your thoughts?
I got to go with Logan Paul, too. Like everybody said on this panel, this is more like an old-school face-versus-heel match, and this is the way that was. That's the way that House book, a heel versus a face, old school type.
It is, but then if you watch it very carefully, usually when the WWE pulls this type of stuff, whoever's left laying is the one who wins at the pay-per-view. In other words, on Raw or SmackDown or whatever they're doing, the one that gets humiliated or beat up or whatever, they end up winning on pay-per-view usually. Especially if it's a face. That's why I said they're almost giving it the rub of, well, Ricochet's got to win. He's insulted his fiance. He's, you know, talked a big game. And now Ricochet's like, well, if I can't beat him, you know, he doesn't belong in wrestling. But it almost looks like Ricochet's got to win. But I don't see it. The only way I foresee this happening is if really weird happens. Really weird. Like they're going to start a new feud with Logan Paul or something, and somebody comes down and does something. And I hope they don't do that, because then it makes Ricochet look like a heel, and it makes Ricochet look like he couldn't win by himself. And that does not help Ricochet. So I hope they don't do that. I'll go with Logan Paul. I think that's probably the obvious choice. All right, Intercontinental Championship. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. This one's harder to call. This one's harder to call. I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, they're going to go with Gunther. They're really running with him as a indestructible champion. But Drew McIntyre has just re-signed a contract, been given a ton of money, and his first basically match back he's going to lose is hard for me to swallow. At the same time, I'm thinking that they might want Gunther to make a run at maybe Seth Rollins' title, or I don't know. I got this weird feeling. I don't know why. Gunther should be the winner, but I got a weird feeling he's not going to be. Now, this may be one of those rip-off matches. This may be one of those matches where Drew McIntyre gives the Claymore kick to Gunther and it knocks him out of the ring and he's counted out. And he takes a count-out loss, and we take this thing even further to the next step, and then the next step, and then eventually Drew McIntyre loses. But I got a weird feeling that they might give Drew McIntyre this title. I got a weird feeling it might happen. We don't know what their negotiations was with Drew McIntyre. All we do know is that they wanted him to sign a longer-term deal. He wanted a ton of money. They were, what I heard, was very far apart monetarily. And very far apart usually means, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, apart. So something happened. They either gave in and gave him all the money, or they promised him something. He's certainly not going to go for any of the major titles. Now, there would be one possibility, and that is Drew McIntyre loses and becomes extraordinarily bitter and turns heel and says, you know what, listening to the fans never got me anywhere, trying to do all this horse crap with you guys, and all it got me was pinned. I'm tired of it. That could be Drew McIntyre's future. But if it's not, I think he's going to win. I don't know why. I don't even know if I like the booking. But that's the way I feel. So I think it's iffy. This one's very iffy. This could go either way. I would not be surprised if Drew McIntyre took that title. I would also not be surprised if some kind of fluke thing happened and he lost and he went nuts and turned heel. So this one's tough to call, Mike. I'm gonna say Drew McIntyre's winning.
I'm gonna say Drew McIntyre's winning, but here's the deal. What's been happening the last handful of weeks with Gunther and with Gunther and Imperium, right?
Yep.
Imperium's been losing, both of them, and Gunther's been berating them, right? And getting all over them, right? So if you think about it, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Gunther loses, but Imperium has something to do with it. The rest of them, Vinci and Kaiser, because of it. So I think that Gunther's going to lose. I think he's going to win, but Imperium's going to have something to do with it.
Something odd is happening. There's no question. I don't see Drew McIntyre re-signing a multi-year contract and losing his very first feud, unless they got big plans to make him a top heel. And then there was just that weird thing where he said Gunther doesn't belong being the leader of Imperium, and something's weird. There's something that just doesn't smell right to me about this match. And I know they've been racking their brains to try to figure a way to get that belt off of Gunther so that they can get him against people, for the major championships, specifically Seth Rollins. I don't know. Call me crazy. Logic tells me Gunther's winning. but there's something in my head that keeps saying something does not smell right here. So it could go either way, Tom, but I just got this weird feeling that Drew's going to take this somehow.
You know, after that analysis, I'm going to have to agree because there's just so many variables. So I smell a run-in, and I smell a run-in with the predictable Matt Riddle costing Drew McIntyre. If they're going to build him up as a heel, I smell a Matt Riddle run-in to, like, maybe an attack backstage or something, you know, before the match, and then Matt Riddle comes out to try to make the save and some snafu happens and cost Drew McIntyre the match somehow, and then Drew McIntyre goes nuts and turns heel. I could see that happening. That would be interesting. But then again, at that point, I don't see Drew McIntyre signing a huge contract to lose. My instinct, booking-wise, logic tells me Gunther, but my gut tells me Drew.
We could all see a fourth member of Imperium, too. There could be somebody that comes down to ringside and helps Gunther that's not currently in Imperium. Very possible. Because if Gunther's getting fed up with those two, we might see a little bit more aggressive, tougher, better-booked member who then Drew McIntyre could continue to feud with. But I don't know, Todd. It just seems weird to me. What's your pick?
Oh, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, with this Drew McIntyre thing, and if he wins tomorrow night to get the Intercontinental Championship, I think you're going to see Riddle will come down, probably get involved somehow and cause Drew McIntyre wins by disqualification or something.
Well, that could happen. You could have a ripoff ending, and it could involve Riddle, and it could be the thing that turns Drew McIntyre heel, too. I mean, Riddle could come down, do something dumb, cause Drew McIntyre to be disqualified, and McIntyre goes nuts and destroys Matt Riddle. But from what I'm hearing, they're just about done with pushing Matt Riddle, so I don't know why you'd do that. And, you know, both Tom and Derek have mentioned Dragunov. He could be ready to go, but if he is, he's not going to – I don't think he's going against Gunther. I think he'd be a member of Imperium. But then again, if you want to put Dragunov against Drew McIntyre, it's going to be like putting, Hornswoggle against Brock Lesnar. That's not going to work. He's way too small. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have Drew McIntyre polish him off, or you're going to have Drew McIntyre lose twice in a row? You're not giving Drew McIntyre millions of dollars to count the ring lights. You're just not. If you had no use for Drew McIntyre, you'd have said, go ahead and leave. We don't really have anything for you. They signed him, and they signed him to a multi-year deal for a ton of money. They're going to use him. So if he loses, he sure as hell ain't losing clean. If he loses, it's either to set up a big feud with someone he's ultimately going to win with, or it's to turn him heel. One of those two things, in my opinion, is going to happen. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. I'm hearing big, big rumors that this is the one that Bray Wyatt's interfering in. I hope not. I don't want him to interfere in the Roman Reigns match either, by the way. I don't want him to interfere in any of these matches. None of these opponents are right for him. So I hope that does not happen. You want to give him an appearance? Let him have an appearance. I'm all for the appearance, just not interfering in any matches. If that doesn't happen, I do not see Cody Rhodes losing this match. Just don't. Cody Rhodes has suffered a lot of loss now. And he has to have that big ultimate victory. He's been beaten up in front of his mom. He's been humiliated and drug around. He's been injured and supposedly got a broken arm. He's literally been beaten, battered, humiliated, embarrassed, and disrespected. And if he can't back up anything he says by beating Brock Lesnar, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can take him seriously anymore, right? So I think they have to let him go over Brock Lesnar. Now, they're going to have to make Brock Lesnar look tremendous in the process. And if you want Brock Lesnar to F5 him three times and then pick him up and refuse to pin him, if you want Brock Lesnar to put him in a submission hold and then let him go just to put him in it again and let him go and toy with him, and because his overconfidence cost him the match, I'm okay with that. But at some point, Cody Rhodes has got to win a big, big match. And this is the rubber match, right? And he made Brock Lesnar look pretty damn good last time. So I think Cody Rhodes is winning this. I don't know how, but I think Cody Rhodes is winning this, Mike.
I think he's winning it as well. And we all know that Brock probably is going to go away after SummerSlam for a little bit, right? You know, so he's going to go away. Yeah, so he's going to go away. So I'm going to say that it's going to be another one of those matches, but he makes Brock look like $1 million. Brock's going to do exactly what you said. You know, yay, boo, yay, boo, all that stuff. And then, you know, and then at some point, he's going to have to hit a couple, you know, several of the crossroads, and he's going to beat him.
If they're smart, which the WWE typically is not, if they're smart, they will have Brock Lesnar totally flip in this match to the extent of explaining this whole feud by shaking Cody Rhodes' hand and saying, now you're ready for the next step of your career. Thus explaining, I put you through hell. I purposely did all these things to you to see if you'd quit, if you'd back down, if you'd lose, if you'd get nervous, if you'd shit the bed, and you didn't. You just got tougher. You just learned a huge lesson, and that lesson is you got to toughen up. You're way too soft coming in here, glad-handing everybody and telling everybody how wonderful they are and telling how you're so honored to share the ring with these people when you really just need to beat their ass. And I decided I'm going to be the one to teach you that lesson. And now you know. And now you're ready. That would be cool. That would be damn cool. And it would give Cody Rhodes the real rub here of, well, Brock Lesnar personally took him under his wing and toughened him up and said, now you're ready to go. Now go complete the story. That's cool. I hope they do it. I don't think they will, but I hope they do. What's your thoughts, Tom? Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar?
Well, that scenario just makes too much sense for the WWE to run with it. And I like it because it's a throwback to the old Hulk Hogan Matsuda saga behind the scenes where they broke his leg and he came back. Right. It's kind of like giving I don't know if it's nostalgia or what have you to the older fans, but yes, that would definitely be cool. I could see that happening a little bit. If they run with it, that would be cool, especially if Brock is leaving, but I can't see Brock winning this match. He's going to go away. He's already, you know, Cody needs that big push, and to get the Lesnar dust to get that push is exactly what he needs to, you know, keep going up. So I'm going with Cody.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just that you're going to have to do something with Brock to explain that, and I think the scenario I gave is the best thing to do, Todd.
Oh, you're absolutely right here. Like you said about this match where Lesnar and Cody Rhodes here, if Cody Rhodes wins tomorrow night, you're probably going to see a handshake with those two. Last time they fought against one another, Lesnar gave Cody Rhodes the look like he got it.
I hope they do it, because then it explains everything, and you say, okay, well, you know what? Maybe I rushed to judgment, and I said, oh, there's no reason for Brock Lesnar doing what he did. It's a dumb story because it's not logical. Well, that's kind of logical. It's kind of logical. And remember, Brock Lesnar was the guy who offered to be his tag team partner and then beat him up. And he could have said, I did that because I knew you wasn't ready. You were still on the Roman, you're the greatest. I acknowledge you're the greatest, but it's my time. And, you know, you don't need to think like that. In this ring, you're the greatest, always. If you think you're anything less, you're not going to win. And so I just tested you. I broke your arm. I humiliated you. I beat you up in front of your mom. You didn't quit. You just kept coming back, coming back, coming back. And the guy who beat me tonight, that's the guy who can go finish his story. That's a cool gimmick. Plus, it rehabs Brock Lesnar as a big face, right? So unless you got major plans for Brock, which I doubt, then that would be good if he's going away for a while. All right, WWE Women's Triple Threat, Asuka versus Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair. If everything is great with the universe, Bianca Belair and Charlotte Flair will concentrate so much on each other that Asuka sneaks this victory. Because I still want to see Io Sky and Asuka. But I don't think that's going to happen. We all know exactly what the plans are involving Charlotte Flair and how many times she's going to win this title, and I just think this is add one more to the list. This, by the way, could be when Bianca Belair flips, by the way. They've been talking about Bianca Belair flipping, and as you see, they're getting close to flipping the Street Profits, too. So we'll see what ends up happening with that, but I got a weird feeling that we're going to see Charlotte Flair regain that title one more time, Mike.
I get this feeling, and this could be after hard-fought match, this could be a cash-in chance for Io Sky. And here's the deal. Why I bring up Io Sky is I just recently – earlier today, read an article basically saying that Kairi Sane wants to return and wants to return really soon to the WWE. So if that's the truth, then we can very easily, if she comes back, we can very easily see three-way matches between Sane and Io Sky and Asuka, or Asuka and what's her name reuniting as a tag team, or all three of them coming together as a group. So
that's what I would love to see, because I got news for you. If I was the WWE bookers, I would say get the damn Money in the Bank briefcase away from Io any way you can. Even if she tries to cash in on Charlotte and fails or whatever the hell it happens to be, get it away from her. Get Asuka and Io Sky back together as a tag team and have them be one of the most dominant women's tag teams in the history of the WWE. Because those are legit. Okay, they're legit. They're not thrown together. Here's Liv Morgan and here's somebody else. We're throwing you together and you're going to be a tag team. No, they're a legit tag team. For a long time they were. And they could be dominant tag team. And like I said, give some credibility to the women's tag team titles where you say, well, this is legit. I'd love to see it. You obviously have no plans for Asuka solo anyway past this. So let's do that. What's your thoughts, Tom? Who wins this triple threat?
I'm going to go with Charlotte. And I'm going to go with Charlotte, and I smell a cash-in with Io. Maybe a failed cash-in, but a cash-in nonetheless. But I'm going to go with Charlotte, and this is possibly where, like you said, where you see the turn of Bianca, but the full heel turn of Bianca Belair. A lot of stuff probably going to happen in this match.
It's weird that they're turning the Street Profits at the same time, you know? So that's a little bit of a hint that it's not far off. Todd, who are you picking in this?
I gotta go with Asuka to retain her WWE Women's Championship belt.
Wow, that'll be interesting if that happens. Okay, let's go to the next one, and that would be Seth Rollins, Finn Balor. I think this is the falling apart. I know that they say, oh, no, the Judgment Day is just going to get stronger. They got a lot of booking for them and everything. I don't think so. I don't think so. The heart of the Judgment Day is Rhea Ripley and Dominic. Let's face it. And they don't need the name Judgment Day to have that push. Finn Balor and Damian Priest, I don't care if he's got a title shot, and I don't care if Damian Priest holding the Money in the Bank briefcase. The bottom line is those guys are not over that much at all. And I think especially would help Finn Balor. So this should be interesting to see. I have a feeling that what we're going to see is Damian Priest attempt to cash in and Finn Balor somehow stop him. Remember, it doesn't have to be after the match. It can be any time. So I could foresee Finn Balor basically having this one. Maybe giving him his, coup de grace, but hurting his leg so he rolls into the corner for a second before he covers, and here comes Damian Priest to cash in and lay down on top of Finn Balor, and Finn Balor goes berserk and says, what the hell are you doing? There's a big fight, and all of a sudden, Seth Rollins recovers, boom, 1, 2, 3, that's it. And then we see the breakup of Judgment Day and the feud of Finn Balor and Damian Priest. I just got that feeling. This also could be where we see Bray Wyatt. It could potentially be. It would be very, very interesting if Bray Wyatt showed up in this match in some way, shape, or form. I don't know who they want him to feud with. I would imagine the Judgment Day, but maybe Seth Rollins. I don't know. I don't know whether they want him a heel or a face. Nobody knows what they want to do with Bray Wyatt. But if he's going to show up in any of these matches, this is the one that makes the most sense. And I wouldn't have him against Seth Rollins and joining Judgment Day or anything like that, or having Judgment Day join him. I would have him against Judgment Day, where legitimately these will be the first people that everybody is legit afraid of. With Finn Balor saying, been there, done that. This guy's, he's whack. We don't need this. Maybe having Damian Priest, start to get a little freaked out, have Rhea Ripley legit worried about him, legit afraid, and having Dominic just petrified of him. That would be fun. You could have some fun with that. I just don't think that's happening, though. I don't know why. I just keep coming back to they want Bray Wyatt versus Cody, and I think it's the biggest mistake they've ever made because it's going to divide the audience. I had a feeling that's what they want. Anyway, Seth Rollins, I doubt, is losing this belt. They don't want Finn Balor to be the champion, and unless it's going to be a transitional champion and a damn quick one, I don't think they want Damian Priest either. Seth Rollins is hotter than he's ever been right now. And he's on a different stratosphere as far as the fans' popularity. Does he need the belt? Probably doesn't, but the fans love the fact that he has the belt, and I think that that's important. I don't think they're going to have it dropped to Finn Balor, who can't use a microphone to save his life, or Damian Priest, who's one step ahead of him, just one small step ahead of that. I just don't. Now, what I have heard is that Seth Rollins is going to feud with Dominic Mysterio in the near future, so maybe we see something happen with Dominic. I don't know. But I'm going to go with Seth retaining, Mike. What's your thoughts?
I think Seth retains, and I do think that there's a definite chance of a Phil cash in, and that's going to ignite that feud and break up the Judgment Day where, what's her name and Dom are going to come up and say, well, we're a group. We're supposed to be together. What the hell are you guys doing? Why are you feuding with each other? We're supposed to be together. And they would have a legitimate claim to that, whereas there would also be a legitimacy between between Balor and him because he could say, well, he cost me my chance at winning he cost me my cash in. And he cost me my...
Yeah, there's a lot of branches on the tree here. A lot of branches on the tree. And adding Bray Wyatt to the mix just might confuse all these branches on the tree, too. So I don't know. All I know is I doubt the WWE is going to have Seth Rollins drop this, Tom.
Yeah, Seth Rollins is about as hot, if not hotter, than when he first stole the championship at WrestleMania, the heist of the century, if you will. He carried the company on his back for a year before he got injured. Now he's back hotter, just as hot, if not hotter. I don't see him losing, definitely not to Finn. I believe that there's going to be a lot happening in this match. It's a double main event, so I think that there's going to be a lot happening. What would be cool is if Bray Wyatt interfered in this match and it's a failed cash-in because of that. Or he does something to, like, Rhea Ripley gets in his face and he does something to Rhea Ripley.
I don't know why he defends Seth Rollins. That's the thing. And then you're like, well, what's the point of that? So I just don't know. See, this is the problem. Bray Wyatt, no matter what you say about how talented he is, about how great creativity, he has and merchandise selling through the roof, he is a square peg in a round hole. He doesn't really fit anywhere. That's the problem. You look at the roster and you say, well, who's he going to feud with? What's he going to I can't fathom any of it. It's not going to be easy. So we'll see. There's got to be some interesting creative plans going forward for him, but I just don't see Seth Rollins losing. I just don't. All right, let's go with the last one, Tribal Combat for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Something's got to happen here, folks. Something's going to happen. Something's got to happen big. Jey Uso's not going to be the champion. But something tells me he is going to be the Tribal Chief. Somehow, some way, and I don't know what that is, somehow, some way, something's going to happen. Now, you've heard Grayson Waller say, I'm going to get The Rock, and he's going to be on the show. This could be the beginning of a build-up to something. Something here is going to happen, and it's going to be big. And I've been racking my brain saying, would they give Jey Uso that championship? No. But this tribal thing that's been going back and forth with who's the real tribal chief and everything, something's up. Something's up. Now, we could see a double cross. We could see Jimmy come back and take out Jay. Or we could see Solo just interfere and have Solo and Jay be the next feud. Roman wouldn't have won, but then Solo interferes. Jay says, I got to take care of this problem before I take care of Roman in the future, but I just see something going on. They've been playing up this tribal thing too hard. And they've been saying too much, Jay, you're the next guy, but you're not ready. You were the guy I'm grooming, but you're not ready. I'm going to give this to you because I'm done, and then that's a bluff. Something's up. I don't know what it is, but something's going to happen. So watch this match very carefully. Roman Reigns is leaving with the title, but I'm not 100% sure he's leaving with the Tribal Chief title lay around his neck, Mike.
I don't think so either. And, if it's true what you said about Grayson Waller, and they've got The Rock there. The Rock doesn't have to wrestle. The Rock can interfere if he's there, right? So... And that was set up. That was set something up for possible The Rock at WrestleMania. Would start the setup for The Rock at WrestleMania. Now, granted, you're gonna have to do something with getting those titles, because you know, at some point, you're going to have to give Roman his time off. He wants time off. You're going to have to give it to him. So you're going to have to get those titles away from him. It's not going to be this weekend. No. It's sometime in the future. So, yeah, it could be The Rock that does something in this match. It could be so. There's so many branches in this tree. It's unreal.
Really is. This has gotten to be a very complex storyline. But now they've gotten to the point where if Jey Uso just loses again, where do you go from here? He's just starting to call himself main event Jey Uso. From what I hear, Jimmy might be out another little while. I don't know. He could come back at SummerSlam. What are you going to do? Just be the tag team again and do what? Feud with who? Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens? Kevin Owens is out. Who are you going to feud with? It's not like Roman Reigns has another person, so he could feud with Solo and somebody else in the bloodline. There isn't anybody else. But I guess the scenario that makes the most sense is that Solo does something, because Solo doesn't have a feud either. And Solo and Jey Uso would be the feud. But I still say there's going to be something with this Tribal Chief thing. I think the Tribal Chief thing ends tomorrow night for Roman Reigns. And I think somehow Solo's going to try to get it away from Jey, and I think Jay's going to be it. I don't know whether the elders are coming to, you know, bestow it on him and strip Roman Reigns of it. I don't know if we're going to see some kind of guest appearance. I don't know if we're going to have some stipulation added later. I don't know if Jay's just going to steal it. But something's going to happen. Because I just can't imagine it's, oh, well, Jey lost and on with the show. Or good night, everybody. And that does what? Why are we tuning in next week, you know, breathless to say, oh, my God, I can't wait to see what happens? No, we're not. It's business as usual. Roman won again, and what's next? Something's going to happen to make people go, oh, my God. And if it doesn't, then it's writing malpractice. Because you want that from your SummerSlam. You want that last match, and certainly this is the last match. You want that last match to make people go, oh, my God, I can't wait till Friday. Maybe even Monday they'll show up. Who knows? I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. I don't know what's going to happen. Something has to happen. Or this story is dead. And if it's just Solo interfered and cost Jey the match and Jey's mad and he challenges Solo, I don't think that's enough. It's okay, but it's not great. It's not something that people are going to be like, oh, can't wait to see it. We sort of see this coming. It's got to be something more than that. Could Solo flip? I guess. But I don't see that either. I see something happening that Jey Uso and Solo are going to feud, and they're going to feud for that tribal chief wreath as opposed to the belt. Because then you have something else to defend. You got Roman Reigns with the title. He's not the tribal chief, necessarily. And you've got something you could defend. It's possible, at least, because something's got to happen. Tom, they can't just end SummerSlam with, oh, Jey Uso got screwed because of Solo. It's not enough.
No, definitely not enough. And, I'm going to go with it, one of the elders coming in to, you know, make their presence felt, kind of throw a monkey wrench, maybe not throw the monkey wrench per se physically, but, you know, psychologically, you know, their presence being something that Roman is, you know, weary of. So whether it be Rikishi, or, you know, which would make sense, obviously, because he's the, you know, the father of Zos and Solo. Could be one of the slots.
You remember that they showed up to put that around Roman Reigns' neck. Off on Sika, right? Put that around Roman Reigns' neck. He didn't win it. He was given it by them, so I presume they could take it away. Not sure, Mike. Something's going to happen, though. It can't end just, you know, Solo interferes and that's it.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, Alpha and Sika, I mean, that would be a big surprise if they showed up. Now, Rikishi, yeah, I get that. All right, you play him off as the representative of the rest of the family, right?
But yeah,
I mean, I'm all far off and Sika showing up.
Something's got to happen. It can't just end with a fizzle of, oh, Roman lost because Solo interfered. Roman's still the champion. Roman's still the tribal chief. Who's next in line for him then? Who's the next person? Who's going to take on Roman? To be The Rock. That's what they're looking for in Hollywood at WrestleMania. And if it is The Rock, something's got to happen right now. SummerSlam's your second biggest show probably. Yeah, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, the Royal Rumble. Those are like your big ones, right? If something doesn't happen at SummerSlam, this isn't just a pay-per-view. This is SummerSlam. Something big has to happen. And I think it will. I'm not 100% sure what it is. My gut tells me Roman keeps the title. But I just, so what else does he have to lose? The tribal chief wreath, that's it. And I think he's going to lose it. I think something's going to happen. Now, it's not on the line. It's on the line, but only if he wins the belt. But if he cheats in some way, and then the tribal elders come down and say, based upon whatever, you're done. You're not the tribal chief anymore. That would be interesting. I don't know. I'm going to go with Roman to retain the title, but something else is going to happen, Tom. What's your thoughts on the title defense?
Oh, Roman is definitely keeping the title. It really makes no sense to give it to Jay. I do see Alpha and Sika coming down to strip Roman of the tribal chief lay and give it to Jay. It would be something if they, instead of giving it to Jay, they give it to Solo. So it's still kind of in the group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be, as Vince Russo would say, a swerve, bro. Yeah, that would be weird, but it would still be cool. Like, they're still
there's
on his side.
There's several branches
but
on the tree, certainly. I mean, you need Jay to be in a feud next. He's going to have to be in a feud with either Solo or his own brother. Well, we've been there and done that with the brother against the brother thing and whose side are you on and all that stuff. That's kind of been played and done. And they're clearly on each other's side now. So switching them this quickly would feel weird and it would be a bad storyline. Him and Solo have reached the boiling point. So that does make sense. But just losing flat out doesn't. Who retains the title, Mike, in your opinion?
I think Roman retains, but I think that the wreath is going to go to somebody, and it's up in the air as to who. But right now, because one, Jay seems to have taken both of the two older brothers and made them basically faces and kept Solo as a heel, and that whole tribal chief thing is a heel gimmick, right?
Right.
So not to say that they can't make it a face gimmick, but right now it's a heel gimmick. So, and right now, other than Roman, the only other heel in the group is Solo. Now, is he too young to have that thing? I don't know, but is he ready for it? I don't know, but we'll see.
And, you know, and I had a lot of people say, well, this is where The Rock is finally going to show up and we're going to solidify WrestleMania. I think it's too soon. This is August. You'd have all of August, September, October, November, December, January, February. That's 7 months before March. And sometimes WrestleMania's in April, right? I don't know what one it is this year. I think April. You're talking like 8 months. You're going to keep a feud boiling for 8 months? That's too soon. I don't see it. I don't see it. There's got to be a lot more in this, between there, then and now. Got to be. Anyway, let's go with our prediction of our lock of the pay-per-view, which means this will be the one that we would bet our house on. And I'm going to take, you know, the obvious one's probably, I'm not going to take an obvious one. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to say Cody Rhodes. I think Cody Rhodes is my lock. Cody Rhodes has to win this match. Absolutely has to. Todd, what's your lock of the pay-per-view?
I'm going to go with Roman Reigns to retain the WWE Universal Undisputed Championship, but loses the...
Okay, that's fair. And, Mike, what's your lock of the pay-per-view?
Charlotte Flair wins. There's a failed cash-in.
Yeah, that's probably a very... That's probably a good one. Tom, your lock of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was my pick. Flair's getting the belt. Charlotte Flair's getting the belt due to a failed cash-in. That's definitely my pick. It just seems the most logical.
It does. We will obviously be back here on Sunday to give you all of the results and everything. Enjoy SummerSlam, and we will see you on Sunday.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Wrestling Chat Radio is a Savage Blade production.